I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
How many different things are you doing today?
Five?
Six?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah.
I mean, all of them from mediocre to poor, which would raise it up to mediocre. You know, some days I'm at a C plus. Today might be like a C minus. We're still passing.
Being a little generous with that plus.
We're still at a passing grade.
Guardians have a.
I don't have to have it signed by my mom.
Afternoon finish up against Tampa Bay today. 3-0 last night. On one hand, let's be nice, shall we?
Hey.
Congratulations, 3-0. You got a win over Tampa Bay. Terrific. Ended the losing streak. You ended the shutout streak. You scored runs. That was really good. So congratulations. We're going to get to Parker Messick in a minute. You scored runs. You hadn't scored a run in 28 straight innings. You scored 3 runs on 3 hits in the first inning. And the rest of the game, no runs and no hits.
Yeah.
So, that's not good. So the Guardians have scored a run or runs in 1 of their last 37 innings.
Yeah. So I was at the game yesterday.
36 innings. They didn't have to hit in the 9th. One of their last 36 innings, they've scored runs.
And it really hit me when I was sitting there.
Wow.
And looking at the lineup, and they put OPS next to it, right? On base plus.
Oh, God.
Okay.
That's a shame.
And that's all, you know, down the side of it now, so you can determine. It's a better way to determine the quality of a hitter than batting average. We could go into why, but I'm sure most of you would fall asleep.
OPS on base.
Plus slugging.
There it is.
I'm looking at this up there, and I see all these numbers that start with 6. And I go, what is the league average for OPS this year? And so I go and look it up. 720. And I pick my head up and I look up at the scoreboard and I see two guys with numbers that start with 7 that are above 720. And I go, that's your problem right there. Because what that is telling me, you're not walking and getting on base. You're not hitting the ball with power.
Yeah, when you are hitting it, you're getting base hits.
Exactly. And it felt like one of those screaming moments of this season for me. Of, yes, everything that my eyes have told me about the Cleveland Guardians was right there in numerical form. Stephen Kwan was below 720. I think he was at like 710 or something like that. So he was close. But it was Jose Ramirez, the Hall of Famer, and Kyle Manzardo.
Yeah.
And everybody else was in the tank.
Does it make you wonder why they're using OPS up there?
Just because it's a better way to determine the quality of a hitter.
Okay, that's wonderful. Could it be this? Most people don't understand OPS completely, the typical baseball fan, but they can look up at the board and see a guy's hitting 162 and think, oh my God.
It's the evolution of,
I know, but
you know, baseball.
But if you're trying to appease your fans a little bit, if you put up team batting averages, people get that. People understand that readily, I think. Even the most pass, you know what I mean?
But even, I mean, we're talking on base and slugging percentage here. That's all on the back of your baseball card.
I know. You know what I'm saying, though, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That everybody knows that, hey, you know, if it's below.
If you're hitting under 250, you're probably not real good. Line. Exactly.
Yeah.
If you're below 250, you're probably not doing real well. And
right.
Last night they had, what, two guys hitting above 236. That was it. Two. They've made some moves. The Carlos Santana being put on outright waivers, that doesn't mean he's not on the team. He is on the team. But they've basically given other teams an opportunity to get him, which would be good for him. You know, we are assuming, I assumed, I think we all assumed when they brought Carlos in this year, it was a one-year deal, and that was it. And in theory, Kyle Manzardo, maybe Ralphie Velasquez, who's in Double-A right now, can move up and play first base next year. CJ Cephas. The one issue there is all three of those guys are left-handed hitters. That's the only issue to me. I don't care if you can hit, you can hit.
I was just going to say, where this team is right now,
doesn't matter.
If the nine best hitters all happen to be left-handed, then roll out nine lefties because,
agreed.
My heavens, you need somebody who can hit. Kyle Manzardo needs to hit every single day.
Absolutely. Put him down in the lineup and let's go.
Yep. I feel very similar to the way of CJ Cephas.
And you want to see what CJ can do for you.
Exactly.
He hit second yesterday.
It's evaluation time.
It clearly, Dan, they're moving on from Carlos, which is okay. And Carlos has had a wonderful career. Good for him. It would appear to me that they're moving on from Nolan Jones. That's okay, too.
Yeah, you and gave him your shot.
I was real happy they brought Nolan back, and I thought, great, let's see the guy who hit 20 bombs in Colorado and hit about 290. Well, we didn't see that guy. He wasn't in Colorado last year. He had a back injury. Maybe that's just ruined him as a baseball hitter. Maybe, because he's not been very effective this year. And I think that's a shame. I was really hoping he would come here and find himself and be really good with the organization that drafted him. That hasn't been the case. I wonder, so there are two guys they've moved on from. Travis Bazzana will be here sooner rather than later.
Correct.
And sooner could be this year still. It could be next year. If it's not next year, something's gone terribly wrong. I would think he's up at least by May of next year if he doesn't start the season as the starting second baseman. That means you're moving on from Brian Rocchio or Gabe Arias, one or the other. Who's impressed you more this year? You watch Arias throw from shortstop, and that guy's got like
a rifle.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's got an unbelievable arm. I wonder if he has bat enough to stick in the major leagues.
It's probably Gabriel
as a starter.
Arias.
As a starter.
As much as it breaks my heart, because I would like it to be Brian Rocchio.
You think they keep Arias as your shortstop and not Rocchio?
I think they.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Keep both, and I think Arias is your starting shortstop.
Okay.
And
Rocchio becomes your utility infielder?
Yeah, I think you move on from Daniel Schneeman, and Rocchio finds his way into that. Okay, you could play third, you could play second.
Arias has played a little outfield. Schneeman can play anywhere. That makes him really valuable. I would think that two of those guys are on this team next year, of Rocchio, Arias, and Schneeman. One of them won't be. You think it'll be Schneeman? I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if it's Rocchio.
You could make a Rocchio argument if you buy the fact that the second half of the season and what he's been able to do.
He's been really good since coming back from Columbus.
Right, and that being the real Rocchio.
So, real solid. I shouldn't say good.
So he's second half solid of the season, Brian Rocchio.
Yeah.
283. Your batting average, a .323 on base and a .400 slugging percentage, which would have him over league average for OPS, which is over that .720 mark.
He also has a nice glove.
Mm-hmm. And the glove is there too. That's what you would have to sell yourself on, though, is if that bat is league average and he can play second base at the level that he is and can play shortstop at the level that he was doing before everything cratered in the first half of the season for him. That's the argument you would make for Brian Rocchio being in that spot over Gabriel Arias. I just look at Arias and I think the power is, you know, the power that he has with the bat is very, very necessary. We'll go with that word.
Yeah. You know, it's been a shame this year. David Fry has come back and just not hit.
Well,
and they keep playing him.
I partially blame them for this. And the reason I say that, and if I'm off base, correct me accordingly. That guy came off of Tommy John surgery, right?
Yep. Yes, he did. Can't play a position.
Not able to play a position. They want to get him every day at bats because they love him as a human being, and the first half of last year was excellent. But they have nowhere to play him in the field because he can't throw.
I love him as an extra catcher.
As a third catcher, first baseman, left field, right field, like every position you could think of, he'll come out and play it. Mediocre to sub-mediocre, great. I'm in, especially with the fact that he's hitting.
He's like a college shortstop. College infielder.
I wonder if him not being in the field at all might be affecting his ability to hit on top of the fact with the elbow. Do you agree with that? Have you heard of that theory before?
Yeah, I have heard of that. Guys have said that. Guys who have been tried at DH and haven't been successful there have said, I can't adjust to just getting four at-bats a game. Some guys are able to do it and do it well. You know, Travis Hafner did it well here. We've seen other guys do it well. Eddie Murray late in his career did it well. But it doesn't happen all the time. And I wonder if that's affected David or if he's just not able to swing as well as he did because he's still coming back from the surgery. All I know is the guy you've been playing at DH is hitting 162.
Yes. I mean, you can't play him. He should not be on a major league roster.
Not right now. And that's been one of the issues here. Are they trying to hang on to him so that he can be here next year? Because they're going to make him a super utility guy? See, the problem is they have too many guys who are utility guys. Schneeman can play a bunch of places. That's great.
I don't want him to hit, though.
Fry can play a bunch of places. That's great.
I really don't want him to hit right now.
Arias can play a bunch of places. That's great.
Of all the people you've laid out, I'm okay with him hitting compared to the other two.
Angel Martinez can play a number of different spots. That's great.
I want him hitting.
I want guys who can play one thing only and hit. That's fine. I know the versatility is a big thing in the majors. It's a big, big thing with this organization. I want versatile guys who can hit.
Yep.
I don't care about versatile guys who can play numerous positions okay.
My Daniel Schneeman problem is that they've started using him now in a platoon.
Yeah.
And his platoon side is where he's league average. And that's considered a positive for this team. That's my problem. When you're platooning and getting someone for the positive platoon side who's league average, that's not where you need to be for success.
That is correct.
That's the stuff that needs to go.
I would agree.
Like that. That's why I look at Daniel Schneeman in the offseason and go, all right, you need to not be here anymore. We need to find somebody else who can do what you're doing better. And that guy has to
exist. That's one guy that I can actually see, though, Dan, in a utility role and love him there. I like him there. He actually hits for a little bit of pop. Guy has 10 home runs. I know that's not a ton.
Woo-hoo!
Well, I know that. But guess what? That puts him tied for fifth on the team in home runs.
I'm building a baseball team right now that is trying to win playoff games. I am not currently looking over as Bluto Blutarski when they look at Pinto and say to him, you know, congratulations, you're at the top of the Delta Pledge class.
Thank you.
And I'm looking at him smiling and nodding my head like, good job, young man. No, we're not building the Delta Pledge class. I need people who can hit. I need people who get the ball over the fence. I need people who can hit with authority and at least walk on top of it.
Schneeman's OPS is 686.
That's below league average. That's sad. He's a sad baseball player.
Oh, don't pick on the poor guy.
Like, and this is what they need to do. They need to go down the list and go, this we can't win with, this we can't win with, this we can't win with, and bring other guys up who can hit and win and help you win games and walk better and make some investments. And if those guys are not down there, you need to look at yourselves in the mirror and figure out why you can't hit.
This year's draft class can't develop soon enough. Just saying. Hopefully a fourth of those guys end up making an impact. We'll see.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.